VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In places like the state of California, they've closed most businesses and have ordered people to stay at home to try to contain the spread of the new coronavirus.
Authorities say customs officers at O'Hare International Airport intercepted packages containing illicit virus test kits. They were flown to the U.S. from the United Kingdom. A Customs and Border Protection spokesman says some were marked as coronavirus tests, while others were labeled for meningitis, MRSA, salmonella, and other diseases. California's governor says based on current infection rates, about 56% of California's population could contract the virus over the next 2 months if it's allowed to go unchecked. So 40 million people are being told to stay at home. Don't go to work or restaurants or shops. In Los Angeles, the mayor says there are exceptions.
Hospital workers, we need those grocery clerks, we need even first responders, child care workers to get to and from where they are.
Mayor Eric Garcetti says people can take walks and exercise and still go grocery shopping. But for the most part, it is safest to be at home. Health officials estimate tens of thousands of new cases can be averted if social isolation takes place. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the U.S. Department of State has advised U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel due to the global impact of COVID-19. In countries where commercial departure options remain available, U.S. citizens who live in the United States are told to arrange for the immediate return to the U.S. This is unless they are prepared to remain abroad for an indefinite period of time. Again, the U.S. Department of State advising U.S. citizens to avoid all international travel due to the global impact of COVID-19. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced emergency legislation to stem the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell said that he hopes to pass the package valued as high as $1 trillion as quickly as possible.
These are urgent discussions. They need to happen at a member level, and they need to happen starting right now.
A key provision of the legislation is direct payments to the American families, with a family of four receiving as much as $3,000. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says families and people should come before corporations.
Our plan must put workers, the millions of workers who are adversely affected by this crisis, first.
Congress passed an $8.3 billion measure earlier this month to combat the coronavirus outbreak and develop vaccines for the highly contagious disease. On Wednesday, lawmakers approved and President Trump signed another $105 billion plus plan to limit the damage through free testing, paid sick leave, and expanded safety net spending. Australia is closing its borders to non-citizens. VOA's Phil Mercer.
Australia is becoming a fortress. Foreign nationals will be banned from entering the country beginning Friday. Similar measures are in place in New Zealand. Australia had previously barred entry to passengers flying from China, Iran, South Korea, and Italy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a broader blanket ban is needed to protect the country from the spread of the COVID-19 virus.
The overwhelming proportion of cases in Australia have been imported. And the measures we've put in place has obviously had an impact on that. And this is a further measure now that will ensure that that can be further enhanced.
Many Australians are stranded overseas. Their fear and anxieties about returning are shared by foreign tourists in Australia. Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Four men
VOA
who were convicted
News.
Of the rape and murder of a young woman on a bus in New Delhi in 2012 have been put to death.
On Friday, four of the men were hanged after they were convicted for rape and murder. The victim was dubbed Nibaya, the fearless one. Left on the roadside to die, she clung on, determined to tell her ordeal, fight for her life and catch the perpetrators. She died 2 weeks later. But her case ignited a firestorm of protests. As for the other two perpetrators, one, who was 17 at the time, was released after serving 3 years in a reform facility, the maximum term possible for a juvenile in...
That is Libby Hogan with Reuters. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will come knocking on your doors again today. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of young artists with disability. But I tell you, these ladies are so wonderful and they are called the Great Walpolians. So King Milan of Sierra Leone will be talking to them later on. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with Wire Wire, the sound of Baby Cool from Uganda. And right after that, Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Chelete Good Life by Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zulu of South Africa. But Wire Wire is our first track today by Baby Cool of Uganda.
Rod, bad gala, you are nice. Unta demuka sunda bas. Holy wa beat, holy wa laisi. Kule tere kuchi kuba passage. Hey, holy kwa original. Toli muchukule ntoba over China. Kasusu kali kwa original. Kwa ulo mchamula. Kwa kala nyohira undi momo sali. Wantambu zalu jikire kukagali. Ulu sinturu na nene buzantino zani. Zani kumenyele kumutani. Uliro tambula chamula mkwano inside.
When you come my way.
Uliro sembera mkuliro mkuliro inside. Yeah, it's okay. Let me wire wire. Mzisagala kumanya manya. It's okay. Let me wire wire. Mzisagala kumanya manya. Ojo, tonde nyanse uku pagale. Changa na boku za la lenya Nuru msintula nenebuza Zani ayakalo muru njingawe Lengereche watu chechewe chigona Nibazo motonzi wate ya kuona Neweba fiti na bargetwe toba wona Timoni chanda kukasenda bazana Wakala nyo hira undi momo sai Wandambu za luje kiri kukagali Uru msintula nenebuza ntino nzani Zani mbo menjira
kukukati
Uliro tambula nchamula mkwano
Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
that our people do for money. Things that our people do for money.
Good Life, Davido of Nigeria featuring Mafiki Zolo of South Africa, and right before that was Kitoko Beautiful by Avril of Kenya featuring El Rice of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Waya Waya by Bebe Cool of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Later on today, King Milan Bangura in Sierra Leone will be talking to a group of youngsters, and they are people with physical disabilities, but I tell you, that is not debarring them from doing what they're supposed to do in life. And so we'll be talking to the Great Walpoleans later on. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be right back on the show.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Take a trip now with K-Man, popularly known as Bingo Man of Sierra Leone, in Confession. And right after that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Soleil by Jekoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. But Confession right now by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone.
Love me like you, girl, make a confession. need from you. And even if not future contest, God a woman, no fit compete with you. No fit compete with you. Only you sabi. So deep in love with you, baby, this time in confession. I'm so deep in love with you.
On the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Zap Music Blog.ca. Lydia Fanta, featuring the Levy Bobo. Ale, ale.
Antonio Fansuli, Wami Tanango Mansum.
Jacoria Fanta featuring Levy Bobo of the Republic of Guinea. And before that, singles by Yo Maps of Zambia and Confession by Bingo Man of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away when I come back. King Milan of Sierra Leone will talk to the great Walpolians and we will enjoy their music.
Hey, hi, this is Nilante. K-N-I-I-L-A-N-T-E, a.k.a. singer the one from Ghana, West Africa. Keep listening to the African beat with host David Vandy. Do-do-do-ka, do-do-ra-bash.
You are listening to your most favorite show on your airwaves, the African beat from the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 from South Sudan. All right, and now, the Great Walpolians are the group that we'll be talking about with King Milan from Sierra Leone. But let me just give you a little background. The Great Walpolians is a musical band established by the OFP, comprising of 15 youngsters with different abilities, celebrating love, peace, and hope. These powerful and radiant artists are passionate about singing, dancing, and acting. They've got everything. This group is comprised of a visually impaired playing the piano, physically challenged and able-bodied person singing while the hearing impaired is dancing and singing at the same time. So you see, we have all of these people put together, and they say our disability cannot stop us from becoming who we want to become in life. So they are coming together as the Great Walpoleans, and their group was founded in 2008 at Walpole Street in Sierra Leone. So we'll now go over to King Milan in Sierra Leone as we bring you this great interview and some good music from these lovely people. I'll be right back after this.
I knew how it would feel to be free.
I am Nassel Josephine Johnson.
You born blind?
Yes, I was born blind.
My name is Salima Tulaga, aka Lady S, and I'm the leader for the Great Wapola, a brand ambassador for One Family People, and also a youth champion supported by the UNFPA. You know, I've been doing life skill training and also, again, doing community engagement, meeting with stakeholders and the parents also, again, you know, trying to train these girls for them to be who they want to be in future. You know, many people out there do not know what they want to be or who they are, but you know, through the support of One Family People, they motivated me, they give me the skill, give me the knowledge, then they open a platform for me where I can be able to mentor other people also again. And this which I've been doing with both able and non-disabled children in the community.
Presently, I am with the Great Walpoleans Band. I am doing music and also a field facilitator for One Family People, where I do my weekly life skill training sessions with adolescent boys and girls, disabled and non-disabled, to build their confidence, for them to be self-disciplined, and for them to be free in decision-making. And I'm also a Young African Leaders Initiative Fellow, which is known as the YALI. I've just come back. I went through a 5-week training in Ghana.
But as a disabled person, as and somebody that have gone through all what you're saying, you are made to understand you went to the government model secondary school, mixing up with people that are able as well. What was the challenge so far that you went through?
Well, in the initial stage, this challenge was breaking down this barrier, because as we all know, in the early stage, the mindset of people, we are different. You know, people, we are seeing persons with disability as they are not important in society. So breaking the barrier was a big challenge. But as time goes on, it all ended, because I tell them that, I try to show them that despite my condition or situation, I can still make it, and I can do it more than what the able people can do.
Beautiful. I think I'll come again to you, but let me come again over to my dear sister. How did you come about meeting these One Family People?
Yeah, I came about meeting this One Family People. First of all, I've been hearing them, what they're doing, because when I was small, I was into music. The Milton Magai School for the Blind, the former headmaster, the great Mr. Sam Campbell.
He's late now.
Yes. He discovered the talent in me that I would be a great singer one day. He told me that. And so we've been meeting in programs, and I found what they're doing very interesting and also inspiring. So I said, I need to join them, because together there would be a one voice, and the voice, not only a one voice, a very strong voice that would send a positive message for persons with disability to be part of society.
I think it's right time for me to come over to the leader right now in terms of talking about campaign songs, you know, advocacy song anyway. But now you've got two songs that you definitely want to showcase right now. Let's talk a little bit about this one right now. This song called Leave No One Behind. What is this all about?
Well, the Leave No One Behind is a call for us to come together as one. Coming together as one to make development. You know, everybody is important in society. That's why we come up with the song, We Leave No One Behind.
So what's your take so far on this song?
Over the years, persons with disability has been left out in all aspects, I would say, like education, participation, employment, and all walks of life. So we did this song to remind our leaders for them to take the responsibility that all disabled should not be left behind in the decision-making process, in all aspects of development.
Leave no one behind.
Well, let me come over now to Adi. You're one of the brain behind this wonderful group, and you've been fighting hard, doing all the things that you've been doing right now, and they are now showcasing themselves in a different way. What brought this passion?
My passion came about right from my childhood. And I started like with my other girls, my age mate. We started thinking alike and we came together. We started because we had passion for music. We love music. It is part of us. And when I was growing up, I used to see my father training people, music, drama, to sensitize, to educate people. I came to visit. I move around the city and I saw so many persons with disabilities begging around, moving around, but I was interested in the girls and the children. I was trying to talk to them, trying to find out what are they doing in the street, what brought them there, whether they have a family, and whether they have a dream, how are they going to, you know, follow that dream and all those things. I was having these concerns. And I discovered that these children were protected by persons with disabilities who are living in the street. And we visited because I also have my boss. We went to Wapo Street, where there were over 150 persons with disabilities and families living in a dilapidated building. We discovered that there are many organizations, big and small organizations, that are really working on the right of the child, like supporting children's programs. There were many programs on children, you know, a lot of attention on children, women and girls, but there was little on disability. Then with my team, we started reflecting. Are we going to paint a house that has been painted? Are we going to continue? So what do we do? And then we said, okay, let's work on disability. Let's give it a try. But we have no knowledge also how to work with these people. And most time people say, oh, they are violent, they are troublemakers, don't go near, they will harm you. You know, so people were intimidating us not to go close, but we went. We challenged that. We said, okay, we want to experience. That is your own experience. Don't use your experience to limit us or to stop us. So we came close, and then we started like coming and going, and along the line we stayed.
But tell me a little bit about the setting up of this Wapolian group.
Yeah, when we decided to live with them in Wapo Street, like Lady has said, first we try to do talent identification. What can you do? What do you have? And then before the talent identification, we try to be a mirror for them, letting them see how society perceive them, what society think of them, and then also give them the chance to reflect and try to change their ways and organize them, set up their executives, you know, put law and order inside the house, showing different talent like singing, acting comedy, you know, acting drama, dance, making animal sounds, and different skills. It's more than 10 years. It's more than 10 years. But then during this talent identification, so we discovered that majority of them were singing. And then we agree, okay, let's start with the music.
So, I meant to understand, I love MC Light so much. And not only that, you did this, you also partake in this song, Leave No One Behind, where Ackman was featured, and you also did a rap there. Could you please give me an a cappella on that?
Leave no one behind is a code of honor in warfare. As a soldier, do not leave no one behind in poverty terrain. We ain't gonna give up, just to let you know this.
Because we break all barriers and change negative mindsets for disabilities. Self to self population is what I'm wishing for. Social welfare, what are you waiting for? Now is the time to fulfill the promise. 2030 sustainable development goals. The whole world is preaching to make a big change, to include all people with disabilities.
I want to give special thanks to the Freetown City Council, who believed in this group when we were living in the streets. They were supporting and giving the group a platform where they practice their talent in terms of singing. And I also want to give special thanks to the Special Court for Sierra Leone, who also gave the group the platform and then spotlighted them in all their activities. And then Handicap International as well. These were in early stage. They were there supporting the group under Sandra Amon. And I also want to thank the International Child Development Initiative, ICDI, and the Dutch government, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And also, I want to also thank the Lilian Foundation in the Netherlands, who is One Family People strategic partner in Sierra Leone. And they have been supporting us. Through their support, we are able to send over 400 children with disability to school, provide them medical and livelihood support for their families.
And also, I want to give thanks to Link Africa for supporting the campaign. After MISIO Foundation, UNDP Guinea, our mother Ministry of Social Welfare, and for real, UNDP Sierra Leone. And also our celebrities, Esther Michael Ackman, for joining us in this song, Leave No One Behind.
Leave no one behind.
We leave no one behind.
Great world full of OMP had the maxim.
Madam Adebi, most of the songs that you've done so far are covered copy songs, you know, and we want to know why are you using most of the songs being done way back, you know, what the reason?
We are activists, and we love music, and what we also learn over the years is that music is part of every human being. People love it when people listen. And these songs that we have used, we remix. These are songs that inspired us, and the singers like Rihanna. Rihanna is a role model to so many girls all over the world, and more especially in Africa, you know. And she's also an activist, and she's advocating for children to have access to education. I think using their music, we are not using it for commercial purposes. We are using it for change, for development, for inclusion, for acceptance. That's what we are using these songs for. We are not using it to make money. We are not doing music to make money. We are doing music to change people, to let people see the reality and to see the potentials in them and see potential around them and transform their country, transform their life and the life of people around them. So we just use it, and I hope they will be happy and proud, and I hope that they will join us in this campaign, in this journey for inclusion.
It's nice so much, and I want to thank you so much, Madam Adi, and of course thanks to Eddie Emmanuel as well, and of course my great brother Mr. Bangura. People there representing other 24 that are members of this Great World Poolians. But now we're talking to the leader, who is Salimatu Lagan, of course, to Nazel as well. I'm gonna give now the a cappella on this song, because we're gonna close with a song called Sierra Leoneans, Let's Come Back.
Sierra Leoneans, come back. Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Sweet country with a beautiful cultural heritage. You and I go make Mama Salon go before.
Well, thank you so much, great King Milan of Sierra Leone and the great Walpolians, for that beautiful interview and some good music. Well, we hope to be getting back in touch with you guys, okay? Welcome to the African Beat if you're just joining me on The Voice of America. Don't go away. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
My name is Denard Dennis of Style Goals, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African Beat. David Vedved on The Voice of America.
And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for being with us on the African Beat today. Yope in the Remix is our next track that we're going to play. And it's done for us by Inas of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. And we will climax today with Bless Somebody by Sierra Leone's Rebecca Arthur Wright, one of the key pioneers of the One Nation Gospel Concert that will be taking place in Sierra Leone on the 7th and 8th of March, organized by the Office of the First Lady of the Republic of Sierra Leone, on the 7th at the Bintumani Conference Center and on the 8th at the National Stadium. This is going to be huge, but we will play this song by Rebecca Arthur Wright, popularly known as Rebecca Jesus Conker. But let's go first to Yope in the Remix by Inos of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Diamond Platinums of Tanzania.
Otimbi na timbelio. Wasa. Yuma no kakati.
Enough.
Soba no kakati.
Rata.
Yuma no kakati.
Jizo. Udele mino na kwe. Ozani no lokote. Otoki no kutute. Na pete gaga bongo yo beba pesa ya.
Pacificateur jusqu'au bout, vital Kameni. Miyuma no gagati, Zoba no gagati. Miyuma no gagati, Zoba no gagati. Oh, Elka, initiative plus. Toza golia, toza gomela, to yena programme. Lilie, 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 te yope, bapeza.
Wape, 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 wape I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Somebody, yes, the sound of Rebecca Arthur Wright, Sierra Leone's international gospel recording artist, all gearing up for the One Nation concert in Sierra Leone on the 7th and the 8th of March. And before that, Yope in the remix by Inus of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Diamond Platinums of Tanzania. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. And a big thank you to King Milan and the Great Walpolians for joining us on the show today. Beautiful interview, by the way, and it's great. We'll be getting back with you guys, okay? Until then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Somebody here today.
This is the